Hey, thanks for tuning in to Keep Moving Forward podcast with Tom O'Leary. Again, thank you for all the feedback and asking questions. And today we're going to dive into a big one. I know this is always a big one. We're going to talk about anger. We're going to talk about bitterness. And the message is overcoming anger and bitterness with God's power. That's the key. We all experience anger, which can lead to bitterness, and we need God's power. So there you go. Overcoming anger and bitterness with God's power so that we can be God's best. You know, here's a little phrase I came up with: the littles and the bigs. Okay, let me explain that. Let me break that down. The littles and the bigs have to do with the things of life. The bigs are the huge, huge disappointments, the huge hurts. You went through a divorce, or your dad left you, or what, you know, all those things, you know, the bigs. So I know that there would be a few bigs, maybe several, maybe 10, I don't know, but that would be the bigs in life. The littles are millions. A buddy of mine, we get together weekly and we pray and keep each other accountable. And he said, yeah, I was in a fight with my wife the other day. And I went, oh, well, what was it about? He goes, I can't even remember. I'm guessing that was in the littles column, not the bigs, but we all have had them. We've had the bigs, we've had the littles, and I'm just suggesting that the littles probably outweigh the bigs. So let's dive into God's word. Let me lay out on the table, you know, take it as you like it, but let me lay out on the table 5 things from God's word that could empower us, because we need God's power to overcome any anger that's lingering in our heart, any bitterness that is in the dark corner of our heart. And I'm right there with you. Okay. I'm with you. So let's start with James chapter 1. Verse 19 and 20, really unbelievable insight. So check this out. In James 1, it says, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters, you must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. I've preached on this a lot, and I call it the quick, slow, slow scripture, right? Verse 20 goes on and says, human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. That really pinged me as I was diving into that scripture, that you and I, we can get angry, but God says it's not going to produce good things. It's not. It's going to produce, in fact, it'll produce unrighteous things. Because it's saying that it will not produce righteous things. Human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. So it's that whole idea. Number one. Okay, here we go. Number one, control your temper. And I think that's easier said than done. But I would say the scripture speaks into that you and I are responsible to, in fact, control our temper. So yeah, you do what you can do. You get counseling, you talk to a trusted believer, friend, you stay in prayer, all the good things. But at the end of the day, you got to control your temper. I was listening to a Bible teacher this week, and he was going, you know, the old thing that your mom used to tell you, when you get angry, count to 10, count to 10. And I kind of had to laugh and go, actually, that works. Yeah, you know, when you're getting offended and you're feeling hurt or you're starting to get angry, take a deep breath and count to 10. You know, your mom was right after all. And so in all seriousness, number one is to control your temper. James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. And that human anger just doesn't produce anything good in your life. So we kind of need to land that airplane before we go any further. But that does lead us to number two. So I really love Psalm 4:4. It says, don't sin by letting anger control you. Think about it overnight and remain silent. That's an interesting thing. In the Old Testament Hebrew, there's a lot to be said about reflecting and waiting and sitting in God's presence, to be silent, know that He is God. The interesting Hebrew word that no one really knows the definition of, Selah, you're like, okay, I'm going to meditate on it. I'm going to think about it. And so based on Psalm 4, verse 4, chapter 4, verse 4, don't let your feelings control you. I think that's what God's saying. Like, we got to pull it back and we got to reflect. We got to meditate. And it's just recognizing, you know, who is in control. And I want to empower you to not let your feelings control you, because that can be a dangerous road. I remember back in the day when I was in Sunday school, and I was the only kid in Sunday school. I say in humor, I was the Sunday school. Yeah. And and so one Sunday they had me come up and stand before the church, a lot older people than me. And they said, you know, can you give a testimony? And I'm like, well, you know, here's how life works. Like, if, you know, someone's driving, you know, the car of your heart, someone is in the driver's seat. And if it's you or someone else, that's not going to go well. But if it's Jesus, then it's going to go really well. So that was my 9-year-old testimony. But then I started to think about, like, yeah. Okay. Jesus needs to be in control, and He's empowered me. Christ is in you. He's empowered you to not let your feelings control you. Okay. So number one, control your temper. Number two, don't let your feelings control you. Let's go to number three. We're going to jump to Colossians chapter 3. Let's pick up verse 8 and then verse 12 and 13. So Colossians 3 verse 8 says, but now you must get rid of and put away anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk from your mouth. And then verse 12 and 13 says, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. So pretty powerful words. Probably a big focus is, like, we got to forgive like God forgives us, holy, perfectly, all the way, however you want to say it. And thank you for God's goodness and His grace found in Jesus Christ. And that means we in turn forgive others. But here's my takeaway out of Colossians 3. This might be a curveball. Pray for yourself. I don't know that we do that a lot. Like, we pray for other people. We pray for situations in the world. We do that. And that's great. That's really great. But how many times do you pray, God, would you help me with A, B, and C? would you make me this kind of person? 1, 2, 3. And I just want to encourage you to begin to pray for yourself. Make a list. Do what you got to do. And yes, pray for other people. Pray for the situations. Pray for our country. Pray for the world. Pray for your community. Pray for your church. All those things are great. They're so great. But don't take yourself off that list. You got to pray for yourself. So that could look like, God, I'm really angry at this individual. I know that bitterness has entered into my heart. And God, I pray that you'd give me the power to let it go, to not be angry, to not be bitter, to embrace your love and your goodness and your kindness. So, you know, you just pray for yourself. My wife, Sherry, it's so funny. Every so often we have a little inside joke and she goes, God, help me. And then I jokingly go, Lord, please help Sherry. And we both laugh. And, you know, but it's the whole thing. You got to pray for yourself. And, you know, that's an easy prayer too. God, please help me. We could all pray that prayer. So number one, control your temper. Number two, don't let your feelings control you. Number three, pray for yourself. Okay, let's jump to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32, which says, get rid of all bitterness. Okay, so I know we're working on it, but it is God's calling to get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, I love that. Instead, I love when God's word gives you the other option, if you will. Like, you could go down this road, but what if you went down this road? And so the big instead is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. So yeah, we get that same theme that Jesus has in fact forgiven you. So here's my encouragement. I'm going to lay number four on the table. Forgive like your life depended upon it. I said that in a message years ago, and then I tagged it with, because it might. And I remember someone going, that man, that pinged me, you know, like, forgive like your life depended upon it. Now think about that, dwell on that, do a little Selah on that, that you would understand that it has an eternal impact, and it affects your life now, in the here and now, and according to Jesus, it affects eternity as well. So my encouragement is just go there. Forgive like your life depended upon. Let me give you an illustration. Let's say that you were in prison, and man, I would never want to be in prison. Apostle Paul was in prison. He wrote many of the scriptures from prison. We know the powerful, you know, Ephesians 6, the armor of God, and Paul is looking up at a Roman soldier, and he gets this download from heaven, and he's like, oh, wow, it's the helmet of salvation. It's the breastplate of righteousness. And in that moment, the Holy Spirit's just given them this amazing download, the word of God. But wow, I mean, that's amazing. But I don't want to be in prison. Like, do you? And so, but think if you were, and all you had to do is to forgive the person that hurt you, and you get set free and you don't have to be in prison anymore. Now, just kind of think about that. Like, okay, you're behind bars. You're in a jail sell. And all you got to do is forgive the person who offended you, and you get to walk out free and take a walk on the beach and enjoy your life. All you got to do is forgive. Well, guess what? I think that if you're not forgiving others, you're holding on to anger and bitterness, that you are, in fact, in prison. I think you're in prison. And Jesus' invitation is, hey, if you forgive, if you just, you know, forgive like I have forgiven you, and we all know the stupid things that we've done in our life, I have forgiven you, so if you forgive this other person, you get set free from your chains, you get set free from your prison. I think that speaks into what God is saying to us today. Forgive like your life depended upon it. Okay, last one, number five. Come on, hang with me here. We're going to go to Jesus' words in Luke chapter 6, verse 35. And Jesus said, love your enemies. Ooh, that's a tough one. Man, oh man. Okay, we'll come back to it. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Now here's the payoff. Then your reward from heaven will be very great. And you will truly be acting as children of the Most High, for He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. For He is kind to those. Can you hear God's heart and God's compassion? Wow. We need the heart of God. And so, you know, here's the fifth one. Great takeaway. Love like Jesus. Isn't that profound? I'm a part of a church where their mission is to live and love like Jesus. And, you know, part of me said, wow, who thought of that mission statement? And then part of me is like, no brainer. You know, so that's the whole thing. We got that, you know, that's our high calling. And wow, you know, Jesus always raised the bar. He did. It all comes back to the heart. He did. And like to love your enemies, that was a, is a high calling. When he said it, it was a high calling. Now it's a high calling. And you and I have to just embrace that and, you know, do it like our life depended upon it. So here we go. Let me recap overcoming your anger and bitterness with the power of God. But see, that's the good news, the power of God. He wants to help you. He wants to encourage you. He wants to build you up. He wants to fill you with power and grace and goodness and kindness and His kingdom. And it's on the move, and we got to just embrace that. So number one, based on James chapter 1, 19 and 20, control your temper. Number two, Psalm 4, verse 4, don't let your feelings control you. Number three, Colossians 3, pray for yourself. That's a challenge. We pray for a lot of things, but pray for yourself. Pray that God would empty your heart of anger and bitterness. Pray for it. Pray for yourself. Number four, forgive like your life depended upon it. And yeah, I went there. Your life is on the line. You got to forgive. You got to forgive. Jesus gives us this holy, holy prayer, you know, forgive our trespasses, you know, as holy God, you know, as we forgive those who've trespassed against it, it's the gospel. It's the kingdom of God. So just forgive like your life depended upon it. And then the last one, number five, love like Jesus. Yeah, let's all go there. Let's do it. Let's love like Jesus. And we're going to be walking in freedom. We're going to be walking, not in prison. We're going to be set free. it's God's word. It's God's truth. He loves you. He's for you. And I'm going to pray for you. Father, thank you so much for everyone who's tuned in to today's Keep Moving Forward podcast. And God, I just pray you encourage them. I pray that you would just shine light on the issues of life. Lord, your word says all the issues of life flow from our heart. So God, today, could we lay our hearts before you, open them up, and really be transparent before you, the living God, who knows us through and through and loves us through and through. So God, as a buddy of mine prayed the other day for me, less fear, more love. I pray less fear, more love. And Lord, I pray less anger, actually no anger, no bitterness, and more of your love. Fill our hearts, encourage, bless, and we're just so grateful. And Father, I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for listening again to the Keep Moving Forward podcast with Tom O'Leary. My encouragement, if you know of someone that you think would be, you know, would benefit from this message, just send them to my website. It's all free. Thank you for those that are donating. That really is a tremendous blessing and helps me keep going on this thing. And so, thank you. And, you can just send them to the website, www.tomoleary.org. It's that easy. And, again, I just want to encourage you. God loves you. He does so much. And I'm for you. God bless you.